Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori. Vuori.com/Spotify.
What up, though? This your boy BC430 back again. Dead End Gaming, episode 59, right?
59.
Yes, it
59,
is.
59, okay.
59.
Appreciate you guys always watching and subscribing to everything, channels, YouTube, all that other stuff. Also, too, shout out to all y'all that was in our week game for the first time. The crew,
of course,
me, Mugga, Chris, and Tyler. We all gained Borderlands on Sunday, which was fun as fuck. I'm like, we need to do this shit like once. We were, what we were saying, we do like,
at
shit,
least
like,
once a week, yeah.
Something. But that shit was fucking fun as hell, and it was hilarious. But of course, I'm bringing up the co-host, me Mug 11.
What up, y'all?
Chris, Granddad Willie,
Granddaughter,
Album of the Century,
Album of the Century, Thousand Hours, nicknames all day. And, no matter who hating, this record's still coming.
And then the
I'm gonna sit on it for a minute.
The lovely
drop
Tyler,
that shit like ether. Anyway,
she's not hitting us with hair, but she's hitting us with mad curls today. Mad curls.
Curls,
yes!
For the world.
Curls for the world.
Curls for the world.
What's the hashtag? She ain't slick.
She ain't slick.
Yeah.
Hey,
yo, when that game dropping, I want to pre-order it.
Right.
I know you got the hookup.
Yeah, I know she got the hookup.
Wait, hold on. She got the hookup. You gonna slide it to me real quick, right? You gonna slide it to me when
she
it come out, right?
She will.
She got all the code. Give me a promo code.
Right.
I'll squash all this beef for a promo code.
Oh, I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
What?
And of course, we got Bloodbath in the back with the velvet do-rag as usual.
Gold velvet.
Got the gold one today.
This nigga got a Crayola box of different colors.
Yes. Every time.
A velvet do-rag.
Get some new ones in.
He told me that too. He was like, I got some new ones.
He got that luxury shit going. I'm telling you.
Man.
Got a shit, man.
That's I know, crazy. Right? That's crazy. Y'all.
I love Greek Mythology Noodle. I don't know how you got to the topic. But it's cool.
Yeah. So, okay, we're going to start off with what games we've been playing. And, of course, besides us playing Borderlands 3 together, me, Mugga, what you been playing?
I have...
Where are we recording at, B?
Damn!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what? Them two always be yelling at me, too. Hold on.
I be forgetting, too, so...
We're live at Dead End Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. His beard always hit the mic when he said that shit too. If y'all notice that?
No.
I never noticed that shit. He was like, live at Dead End Studios in Atlanta, Georgia.
Watch Dead End Sports tonight.
Yo.
There's a good chance that Ken Beard is going to rub up against the mic when we start off Dead End Sports.
Oh my God.
Peep game, I'm telling you, that's gonna start. That's gonna happen.
Oh my God.
Y'all think I didn't peep that shit? That's gonna happen. Okay, so that's where we're live at, Dead End Studios, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh yeah,
hilarious.
What
have I been playing?
Yes, what have you been playing?
Old School Saturday was
Don't say it. You already said Saturday.
But he said it. Yeah, he said it.
I was doing something Saturday. I was occupied helping a friend, like I do.
Oh, that's nice.
So we,
how about your friends in the room with you and don't say this fucking word?
I don't know
please.
Y'all niggas. Old school.
Here you go.
Sunterday. Old school Sunterday was with Project Justice on the Sega Dreamcast. Great game. Made by Capcom. 3-player team, 3D combat. Kind of tough. Dope as shit. Y'all should check it out. It's the sequel to Rival Schools if y'all are familiar with that franchise.
They had a sequel?
Yep, it's called Project Justice for the Sega Dreamcast.
I mean, I
3-character team, 3D,
amazing.
Kind of tough.
Rival Schools is hard. Kevin didn't know that.
Yeah, you? Check it out. Bye. or you can just check out my stream. I also played Final Fantasy 15 DLC episode Prompto. I followed that up with Tekken 7, playing with Noctis. That went pretty well. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I played Untitled Goose Game, which was fun as shit.
Okay.
From the hilarious. Epic Store. Yeah. So what'd you enjoy? I mean, like, just seeing it, like, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, because I only had time to, like, drop by for a second because I was working, as always. But it's just so random, and shit like that just cracks me up. The fact that somebody really came up with that and released it, and you're literally just, like, a goose going around, like, harassing people is fucking hilarious to me. Especially because geese, are assholes in real life.
I was doing that last night,
you know, so, and then we saw that article. Somebody else was like, this is really, no, I think that really happened. Like, a goose jumped into, like, you know, smashed a window and jumped into a taxi, and they're like, this is an example of video games causing violence in real life.
Yeah, you see the glass around it and everything. I'm like, yeah, he was really about
that
life. That
totally seems to me like something that a goose would do.
Yeah.
Because
they bought it like that.
No, for real. If you bought it.
They are games.
That's actually, I heard that Master P wrote that song about geese.
Okay. You know what? For a split second, I believe it.
How many shots have you taken before you walked up in this?
She sold it, bro. She sold it with the face.
Right? I thought she was dead ass for a minute. I was like, holy shit.
Y'all believed it for a second?
I was like, damn, for real?
No.
For a split second, I was like, wait, man, that's not ridiculous.
She didn't give me. I was looking there like this. Like the P. Diddy. The P. Diddy. Like that shit. I was looking at her the whole time.
So, yeah, man. But speaking of, like, crazy-ass geese, if y'all ever saw the video Gangsta Goose, that happened at my old job while I was working there. And it's basically this goose that chases two people. I showed it on my stream. It chases two people, and one of them fall down and bust their ass and scrape their ass all up. It's a crazy video. But check YouTube for Gangsta Goose. That was at my old job.
Were they afraid of the goose?
Yeah. The goose was coming for
you.
Them motherfuckers will chase you down, and they'll fuck you up.
I must have never been attacked by a goose. I don't know if it's scary or not.
I mean, many of us haven't, which is why this video went viral. So
I avoid them motherfuckers. I don't fuck with them.
Yeah, they tried to avoid them, and then they bust their ass. But
they can't kick?
Yeah. I don't know. You got to watch the video. But okay. Untitled Goose Game is an indie game. I think it was developed by four people in total, not including the music and the voice work. But it was just fun. You're just an asshole goose. That's literally what it is. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with it, so y'all can't say we don't play indie or PC games. That's it.
That was short this week.
I know. Yeah.
I kind of brushed over Final Fantasy and Tekken for y'all.
Okay. What about you, Chris?
So other than Borderlands, which we had a lot of fun playing on Sunday, and I play a little bit more after that, so I'm at level 26 now, I believe. So did that for a little bit. Also got a little fighting game flurry going on. So of course Mortal Kombat 11. Played some Tekken 7 as well, and some Smash because I'm getting ready for this Elite Series tournament. You know that we can drop in. It's actually in 11 days, y'all. It starts in 11 days. So make sure y'all sign up.
Yeah, I was about to tell
Smash.gg/the Elite Series. It starts off at 404 Esports. Go to the link. All the info is there on Twitter. Sign up. We are getting people signed up. It's gonna be dope. So make sure you come out. But yeah, I've been trying out. Well, I guess I'll talk about it when we talk about my subject. But yeah, mostly Mortal Kombat because there's some new shit that just dropped. More with Banjo, liking it. Finally getting some good hours in with Banjo, and then with Tekken 7, I just felt like playing Tekken again because it's been a minute. And then I think that's it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's been other than that, but Borderlands was mostly what I've been playing because I'm addicted to that game. That game is so damn fun. So I'm trying to get to level 30 by next week. So that's the goal.
What about you, Tyler?
The only gaming that I've really done this week is when we play Borderlands. Mm-hmm. But, man, listen, all this shit that came out today, like, I'm really going to be kind of rotating between a couple of games because so much shit dropped. We'll talk about that later. But okay. I'm going to have to carve out some time and really mean it. Like, I might have to sleep a little bit less, you know.
Uh-oh.
Might have to. I don't really have a job where I can call in sick. But if I did, this would be the time I would do it because, yeah, it's so much shit that I want to play and sink time into that. I'm gonna have to figure that out.
Yeah, that's and you still haven't played like some of your other stuff that you were playing before you got hectic.
Yeah, I haven't played Rage 2 since like the last time I streamed it, which would have been a good couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Haven't touched Assassin's Creed Odyssey in like probably 4 or 5 months. So
terrible.
So like yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that I kinda picked up. We Happy Few, haven't touched that. Man. Shit.
Yes, it's been a struggle.
She just realized, damn, I'm fucking up.
Right.
This game's just sitting there all dusty and lonely.
It happens, man. It happens. It
happens, yeah.
I guess for me, I mean, it can kind of segue into my topic, actually, for what I've been playing. But, of course, Borderlands 3. I'm at level 20.
All right.
At level 20.
There you go.
My level 20. You said what?
Putting in that work.
Yeah. Level 20. I think because when I played with y'all, I think I had.
We were leveling up pretty fast.
We were. And I was at 17, I think, when I got finished playing with y'all. So, yeah, I played with my homie again Monday.
How'd that
yesterday. It was good.
I heard that shit you was talking.
I guess I'll play with your ass up and complaining and shit.
He was laughing. He was laughing.
He finally put his kids aside long enough to play that
He was laughing.
In the background, Daddy, shut up.
He was laughing.
Play this damn game.
Yeah, he was laughing. He was laughing at it. But yeah, so I'm at level 20 now, so I'm moving on up in Borderlands. Played a little bit of Division 2 for a split second. And then the third game I played within this week was they had the Ghost Recon Breakpoint, the open beta this past weekend. And Bell, I don't know if he's in the chat. I haven't seen him come up yet. But Belly, played with Belly Ocean. We've been playing a lot of these co-op games together. He's been playing Division 2 with me a lot and everything. So we linked up on Twitter, and he told me what time he was playing. So I played with him on Saturday after I finished playing Borderlands. And, yeah, I think I might be a little bit sold on this game. Even though I just got a notification from, hope I say his name right, Lobsteroo. Yeah, he has sent me it's supposed to be like all types of in-game, what do you say?
Microtransactions.
Yeah, microtransactions have leaked, and it says really, really bad. But they didn't show like what it consists of. I was trying to look and see like what
they got to get that money out of
you. You know if it's going to be worse than the ones that they say for Call of Duty?
What was the ones we call? I mean, I don't follow Call of Duty, so I don't really know.
So the new Modern Warfare, people are loving the gameplay. Because people who play the beta say it plays great. It's
right.
Like it's different. It's more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
But some leaks came out that they're going to have loot boxes. It's going to be like microtransaction heavy, and that to earn guns, you have to buy loot boxes or something like that.
Well, based from what I played this past weekend, it's definitely a co-op game. Like, I can definitely see myself playing that game a lot if I'm playing it with, like, y'all or a group of people or something like that. Playing it by yourself seems pretty lame. But, I'm like, okay, I think I might try this game again. Because what I've noticed between Wildlands and this one, it seems like it's a lot more customization right off the bat. Like, right off the bat, it's like, bam, you can do this. You can put this on. You can do this. So I'm like, okay, I'm kind of sold on that shit. If I can customize putting little modifications on my gun right away, because you couldn't do that in Wildlands. It was like, whatever, here's your assault rifle. Here's your, and like I said, I only played the game like the first 2 or 3 weeks when it came out. So maybe you probably could as you get deeper. But yeah, playing the Breakpoint, I'm like, yo, this shit is tight. And it was real, flying in the helicopter, coming down. Like, and then you're not a sponge in bullets like it is in Division. Mm. Like, you know, Division, you can unload a whole clip on someone before you still kill them. Not on this one. Like, if you sniping someone from afar and you get them in the head, they go down immediately. They gone. So I'm like, okay, yeah, this is definitely realistic. The missions, how the missions are like entailed is very realistic. Everything about it is like very realistic. So I'm like, yeah, I like this shit. But like I said, if I'm playing with groups of people, I think that's where the game shines the most, is when you're playing with a group of four, group of three, four, two, or whatever. But because I definitely, if I was trying to play this game by myself, I would get bored like very quick, and I'd just be like, next. But I know Bell, he said he was thinking he was gonna wait like a week to see how the reviews and stuff is coming in, because I think I might wait. But it's only $50 on Amazon right now, so I'm like, shit, I might
go ahead and drop
this Friday.
Oh, damn, okay.
Yeah, comes out this week, yeah. So I'm thinking I might wait a week as well, and before I copy. But just from me playing the beta, I had fun. It's definitely, you know, the control and everything is definitely good. Like, nothing buggy, nothing trippy, or nothing like that. For it to be a beta, sometimes betas,
right,
they'd be like, oh, this shit kind of buggy or something, you know. But this one was smooth. Yeah, the entire gameplay was very smooth. And I like the fact you get tired after you're running. You know, in Division, you can run for days and not get tired. Like, you get tired. Like, you got to. And they got skill trees. And I'm like, damn, I don't think they had that shit in Wildlands. If somebody in the chat can correct me. But I don't remember Wildlands for the first 2 or 3 weeks I played it.
I cannot remember. I wish I could tell.
Yeah, it didn't have a skill tree like that. Like, this skill tree was very detailed.
It had skills that you could unlock, but I don't know if they branched off into other.
Man,
like,
it was so detailed. Like, the damn skill tree was very tight, and it had like different class. Like, they had the sniper guy, the assault person, the medic,
right,
and who else? It was a in the Panther, which was like, I don't know, like you can cloak and sneak more or whatever. Okay. So, but it was dope. I mean, I, of course, I was an assault person. I'm like, look, you get the AR. You know, I'm an AR. I'm an assault rifle guy. So I'm like, yeah, I got to get the AR person and roll with that. But it was fun. Like, me and Bill, we played for about 4 or 5 hours, and it was a blast. I definitely like this game. So I hope that, I don't know if the microtransaction is going to affect the way you mod your guns or you mod your character. I was looking for like different hairstyles. I was trying to see like, oh, how the different. I'm like, oh, this is lame. But
it usually is.
Yeah, I was just. But I was like, maybe that's just a beta. Maybe the real one might have some.
Well, the game's coming out in a week.
Ready for that disappointment.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that drastic of a change.
Yeah, because I was just looking. I was just curious. I was like, let me. Usually, I went to female and I was like, let me see what different hairstyles.
Yeah, usually when they do a beta that close to the release date, it's just to test the servers, online servers, and how stable they are. But other than game design and whatnot, it's pretty much what you're going to get.
Yeah, like I said, everything was. The gameplay was stable. No bugginess, nothing. No invisible guns.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing was tripping. Like, nothing was really tripping for it to be a beta. So I'm like, man, I think I might be sold on this. If I can, whenever I have time, I'm not playing Borderlands or something. And, you know, if Bell and his crew want to play some Ghost Recon, or if y'all want to play, if y'all end up getting there or something like that and y'all want to play, that's perfect. And you can level up. Can you level
see, you see what B's slowly trying to do, right?
No, I'm just saying.
You
no,
see what he's doing?
I said if.
He did this shit to us with Borderlands, right? If y'all want to get that Ghost Recon.
But you love it. But you love it, though.
Nigga, damn.
But you love Borderlands.
He's trying us, y'all.
I'm not. No,
look,
I'm not.
It's
I'm
his. Really
not. I'm not.
So when you buy games, do you buy them to say, well, I can't wait to play this with the team, or do you say, well, I want to play this game?
I definitely was thinking about y'all in mind. Like, okay. When I was playing with Bell, I was like, oh, man, this shit is tight.
He's like, damn. It's fun, but fuck Bell.
No.
Let me get the rest of the team.
Bell the homie, man. Bell the homie. No, Bell is the homie.
Bell
is the homie, man. Shout out to Bell.
He's
going to
be getting $60 out of us every damn month.
Like, no. I mean, but when I was playing, I'm like, man, this shit would be cool if me and Eric and all. I was like, man, this would be crazy as hell. Like, yeah, it's. I think definitely, it's definitely made for all four of us to play. I'm definitely saying that. Like, it's definitely a type of game where we all be on the shit, taking care of business. Killing shit.
So it felt different to you than Wildlands did? Or was it the co-op experience that made it?
The co-op experience. Because I think in Wildlands, I was playing by myself a lot. And not a lot of people at the time when Wildlands came out, they didn't get the game. They didn't have it. So this actually was like my first taste of co-op playing in the Ghost Recon Breaking Point. So I'm like, okay, yeah, this is it. This game is made for co-op. That's a dope shirt, by the way. I meant to say it.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Got
to rep the squad.
Yeah.
You got to compliment Beezy.
I did.
As well.
Appreciate. Oh, yeah. Beezy's wearing the Dead End Gaming shirt. Official. Looking clean. Make sure you get one. We don't either. He
don't
either.
Yeah,
we all terrible. We all go get shirts.
Get it on spreadshirt.com.
/.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Yeah. It's there.
Yeah, Chris put it on. Chris put it on.
It's up there.
Show Willie shirt.
Huh?
Yeah, show Willie shirt.
It's just, y'all.
Represent, you know what I mean?
Square, triangle,
cross,
circle. PlayStation all day.
What I was getting ready to say, I was about to say something else. Oh, it can probably segue into you if you want to, Tyler. That Destiny, man. I saw that Shadow Keep, and I was talking to, I don't know if he's in the chat either, Texas D, Texas Gunslinger. That's his PlayStation name. D to One, that's his name in Discord. But he was telling me, like, man, this Shadowkeep, you need to get it. I'm like, man.
Is it new enemies?
I don't know. It
don't matter then.
But
right?
it do like the exotic weapons and stuff and the armor and everything. That it took
but
me back.
But you still gonna be fighting the same niggas, B.
It took me back for a second.
You gonna hop on that,
like,
motherfucker? Oh, same niggas.
It took me back for a second. I'm like, man, this actually looks really like all the raids and new strikes that they got. I know. I'm like,
about to get your
man.
Ass for the same
I'm
shit.
Like, I'm like, they gonna make me re-download this damn thing on my damn PlayStation, man. Like,
just get BZ a new AR. He'll be happy. See, give you a couple new guns.
It looks dope, though. I can't front. I cannot front.
You got to
like,
hold strong, B. You gotta say, I want my new enemies. Get a hold strong.
I hit up Texas Gunslinger and Twitter, and I was just like, yo, man. I'm like, they about to have me fuck around and re-download this damn Destiny 2 on my PlayStation, man. But I'm trying to hold off, because my main focus is Borderlands 3. So,
and you were talking about getting Ghost Recon. So, like,
right. I know,
hey,
but...
He's gonna be shooting everything.
But that Destiny looked dope. I saw you downloaded. I saw you took a picture of you downloaded. I'm like, Tyler, stop it. Thank God you got it for Xbox, right?
Yeah.
I think if you had that for PlayStation, I'd have been like, fuck.
if I had it for PlayStation, I'd be like, fuck.
What your ass say? Speaking of PlayStation, how was your Borderlands 3 experience? I know you were saying, this is lit as fuck, y'all.
She was having fun. Like, she was smiling and shit.
She was pressing cross. She was.
No, but y'all remember that I was like pressing the wrong, because it'd be like press circle, and I'd have to like remember where circle is, because I don't use that shit. But all right, look, y'all be trying to bait me. I be trying to just like chill and not talk shit about the PlayStation controller every week.
And then we always set you up.
Right, so nah, y'all ain't setting me up today. You ain't about to fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine me like, hey y'all, don't forget that she hates PlayStation controllers. We not doing that today.
I'm glad you had fun though. I don't think she complained about the controller while we was playing.
No,
she
was complaining in my head.
Head, I don't think she verbally said anything like, fuck y'all, this fucking punk ass controller.
I might have.
You did?
I think perhaps. I did. I may not have said it that emphatically.
While we're on the topic, shout out to King David 86 who hit us up on the Dead End Gaming Instagram to say, "Yo, here's a controller for Tyler since her disdain for the PS4 controller is so real. It is a PS4 scuff controller.
It's set out just like your favorite Xbox controller.
I've been scuff advantage costs like $150, like $200 though. That's why I don't have one.
Yeah.
Right, like if it was less, I definitely get it.
Like $99.99, I think I might.
Yeah, ain't no controller worth that much money.
I'm not $200 though. That shit $199, dude. Hell no.
Yeah, I saw that you just came out with a scuff advantage too.
Because it has other. I mean, it isn't just with the Xbox layout isn't the only thing it offers. Like it has a lot of other features in terms of you being able to kind of modify it and tweak the sensitivity of your sticks and like the triggers and all that. And then it also has the buttons on the back, so that way you can be, you know, pressing your
triggers or whatever.
Yeah, like, the triggers on top, but you also have like all like the buttons that are on the front of the controller are all on the like back.
It's like a stick or something on the back of it. It looked like, I think that's
just like the buttons like go around. Yeah. I remember looking at it a long time ago and being like, wow, this looks dope. And yeah, if it was maybe even like 100, I would think about getting it. But 200, it ain't that serious to me.
I think those controllers are really made for like shooting games, like. I think that's what they're made for.
Yeah, mainly.
I think they're made for like the Call of Duties and Ghost Recon type games or whatever. When I see those controllers, I'm like, damn, I wonder would they help as you was playing a fighting game or something like that. But
I think what I realize is I think Xbox controllers are designed for shooters and PlayStation controllers are designed more so for fighters. I'm not gonna even see. I'm trying to be diplomatic right now. See, I was trying to be nice.
It took my brain time to catch up.
Shit,
she was ready.
Look. That's why I don't play them trash ass shooters on Xbox.
Oh Lord, have mercy!
Is that why?
I mean, I would play for the team. I would do it for the squad if it was a 4-player game.
That you mention it, I think that that's a great idea. I think that the same way that like me and Eric both have a PlayStation, y'all should each get an Xbox. So that way we're not limited to every single time we want to play stuff as a crew.
What
we got?
You heard that?
How to be on PlayStation.
What?
It sounds like you're trying to get some diversity and inclusion going in this group.
I think Fat Kid Deals posted an Xbox One S for $148.
What are y'all talking? What? I can't hear shit in these headphones.
Are they Sony headphones?
What? No.
Ken even had to get rid of them. You know, Ken get rid of Sony shit. It's real.
Y'all ain't shit.
But while I'm shouting out viewers real quick, I want to give a quick shout out to Magic Monkey. He proposed to his girlfriend on a mountain in Japan.
Oh, what? Wow. Not knowing him.
Wow.
Overlooking the town that they met in. So,
that's what's up, man.
Congratulations. Big ups to Magic Monkey, man.
I'm assuming she said yes.
He confirmed later that she said yes. So, congrats to you and yours.
Everybody else look bad out here in these streets.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
So, speaking of Destiny 2, I was trying to like segue to you.
Yeah, then we kind of like jumped all over the place. But that's what happens.
Speaking of jumping all over the place. Let's talk about Destiny.
Let's talk about Shadowkeep.
Oh man.
Oh my god, I'm leaving. So now I gotta have to rearrange my thoughts after that shit.
Sorry.
No, that was his fault for that. Like, speaking of jumping all over the place, that's what threw me off. So this week, because I didn't even know Ghost Recon was coming out on Friday, so this week is really lit. There's a lot of stuff dropping. So, yeah, in addition to Ghost Recon coming out on Friday, today a bunch of shit popped off. So Destiny 2 Shadowkeep and also Apex Legends just dropped Season 3. I'm going to talk about that first. That's going to be a little bit shorter. out of my topics, but I'm basically kind of, the overall topic is the stuff that dropped today. So Apex Season 3 started. They released a new map and a new character. Then the new map is one of the biggest things because this is the first time they've dropped a new map since the game came out. You know, there have been a couple new characters, but this is the first new map. And it has trains and like this ice area and this fire area. So it looks really dope. And I'm definitely planning on hopping on that at least for a little bit tonight so that I can check it out. But of course, one of the other big things about introducing a new map is that, you know, you have the people that have sunk hours and hours and hours into Apex that are going to have advantages over other people because they know where everything is. They know where the good spots to drop in are and all of that. And now it's going to level the playing field just a little bit more because everybody's going into this map blind and not knowing what's there, what to expect. So, of course, you know, people that put hours and hours into it are going to be better in terms of, you know, shooting and combat. But this is going to be interesting to kind of see people exploring this new map over the next couple of days and, like I said, like finding out all it has to offer. So that's going to be dope. And like, I'm actually, I haven't played with, like I didn't really fuck with the last character at all. Even though she looked dope, Watson, I just never really gave her a shot. But after seeing the new character Crypto, like what his special moves are, I'm really like, I think I'm actually going to try him. So basically he's kind of like an intel. I pulled this up so I could tell you all what his new abilities are, but he has like a surveillance drone that will explore the area and uncover enemy positions and like mark them on the map. So that could be like that could be really useful. And then on top of that, for his ultimate ability, it's a drone EMP. So in addition to that surveillance drone shit that we were just talking about that gives you that intel, you can also do an EMP blast that will deal shield damage, slow down enemies, and disable traps. So like that shit could be, I don't want to say like a game changer because that sounds like corny and trite, but like that's going to be really, really interesting to see Crypto like out in the field and see what teams start to like do with him and how they utilize this new character and how I utilize this new character because I'm definitely going to try it.
Yeah. That shit sound gangsta as hell.
Yeah, man. So,
yo, Tyler Scott, what it looking like over there?
Shit. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, because like right now, you know, since the game came out, my main has been Bloodhound. And so this is interesting to me, especially because Crypto's abilities are similar to Bloodhound's, but kind of a little bit better. Because like the reason why I play Bloodhound is because I have that ability to kind of see where enemies are. And then my ultimate helps, you know, kind of mark them on the map. So that play style is particularly interesting to me, you know, in particular. But yeah, I'm definitely excited to check out Crypto and check out the new map and all that. So definitely going to be putting in some time on Apex today. And I know a lot of other people that haven't been on it for a while are jumping back in. So this week is definitely going to be popping in Apex. And then Destiny 2 Shadowkeep dropped today. And I have not played Destiny 2 since it first dropped. I haven't done any of the expansions. So I think it's been like 2 years.
Yeah,
I didn't
do
Forsaken. Yeah. So it's been like 2 years since I played Destiny 2.
What made you finally like go back into the fire?
Well, for one thing, this is Bungie's first like release since they separated.
Activision, was it Activision?
Yeah, so this is a big deal in that regard. And also, like, a lot of people I know were playing it and it had a certain amount of buzz. And it was like $35 for the expansion. Oh, they're also making the other expansions free to play. So basically with Forsaken, you don't get every single like play mode. Or I know that there are some things with Forsaken that you don't get with the new free to play model. But other than that, they made all the other expansions just kind of free to play. Like even if you haven't played since the original Destiny, basically all of that is unlocked now. As of today.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Yeah. Well, it's not really. They're just like, they're not, it's not nice. It's a business move. Like, hey, y'all, even though y'all didn't do this other shit, y'all can jump back in.
Yeah,
because if people had to get all of the expansions, they might be a little less likely to do it. So that's definitely true. A business move. They ain't trying to be nice. They're like, fuck y'all. Where's our money? Yeah, no, I know a bunch of people that are playing it. The streets have been buzzing about it. So, and I think I said even in the past couple weeks that I kind of been missing Destiny a little bit. So I'm definitely looking forward to checking that out, ideally tonight. Were you about to say something?
Yeah, my friend that y'all know probably, Rigo, he tried to play it today, and it said the servers.
That
is your topic.
Yeah, okay. That was, well, I was gonna say that next.
Well, yeah, that's it. The servers were full, so he couldn't even join. So he was like, "All right, I'm playing Apex today then." But he was excited to play Destiny.
My bad.
Go on.
But that's like the next thing that I was going to say, though, is that like apparently, so the servers were supposed to launch today at 1 p.m. and they were down, like they went down for emergency maintenance. People were in like queue lines, and I was going to, like, I had this pulled up because the people I know were talking about how they were waiting in this queue. Mm-hmm. And it was like, all right, y'all, I'm number like 31087. I'm like, they done gave y'all niggas a zip code.
Shit.
Like, what the fuck? But yeah, so they definitely had a rocky launch. Y'all's in a damn DMV. Today. My understanding is that because I downloaded it earlier, and like I said, the servers weren't even supposed to launch until 1 p.m., and then I had to go work, so I was just kind of SOL anyway. But I was kind of monitoring to see what people were saying about the game, and I saw that a lot of people couldn't get into it. Even those who actually could make it into the game were running into a lot of bugs. Like, they couldn't pick up loot, like other shit like that. They were getting a lot of different error messages or getting kicked out of the game. So, they definitely had a rough launch today. But probably that's kind of the news that's going on today between between those two dropping and, like, Destiny having a rough launch.
What class are you? Hunter?
I have a Hunter and a Titan.
Okay. I don't know why I just pinned you as a Hunter. Like, oh, you a Hunter, ain't you? Warlock for life, baby. Warlock for life.
Really?
Yes. Love.
That's surprising.
Like, yeah, big brute. Like, what is that? A Titan?
Titan.
Yeah. Pidgeot is a Titan.
Really? No, Warlock, man.
Because they can, you know, smash people and shit. Like, Warlock just seems way too tame for your sensibilities. Yeah.
Too much. Shut up.
Too much reading. Too much reading coming to being a Warlock.
No, it's not. Nah, I fuck shit up when I'm a Warlock. You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking play around.
Patronus.
Yeah, I don't fucking like, play around.
I be conjuring shit up and fucking niggas up the same way a Titan would. No.
Yeah.
I was a Warlock, too, for Destiny 1. That was when I
Yeah, I've been a Warlock since Destiny 1, and it was just like I carried my same character over to Destiny 2 and Warlock. I mean, I have. I don't get it twisted now. I definitely have a Hunter and a Titan that was, like, leveled up just as well as my Warlock, because I used to always put stuff in the vault and get it from there, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah. Don't get it twisted now. I had all three. All right. But, like, my goat, like, when it was time to do battle, like, we about to do this raid, I'm getting my Warlock. Like, I'm getting my go-to. So, yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Cool.
So, none of y'all are getting Shadowkeep?
Maybe one day. Like, I don't know, man. You know what it is? I'm going to give you a few weeks, and I'm going to see if you're still playing it. And if you are, I'll hop on it. I know Rigo's going to be playing it.
Fair.
I know
he's gonna be on PC though.
That's true.
Which is super whack. It's like blocked.
Is it?
Wow.
Damn. It's not even cross platform, is it? I don't think.
No.
It is.
Like my understanding, the reason why
speaking
he's
of the devil,
he's
coming to chat room talking about you.
What up, Rigo?
Was fast as hell.
Rigo, what up?
Really? But not for real. Like, I think that my understanding of it is that you can use your character, even if you were playing on Xbox or like PlayStation or whatever, you can take your character to a different platform. Like, the saves will go across saves. Platform, but it's not like you can write. It's not like you can play against people that are on a different platform.
Mm. How is that possible? Hmm. Like, how you take?
They allow it.
Really?
That's real.
They might as well just go the whole way then and just make it cross platform fully.
So you tell me, I can take my Warlock from PlayStation 4 and play on Xbox? What?
I think so. Yeah,
that's my understanding of
it. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Then, so the last thing I was going to say real quick, because, like I said, I wanted to kind of talk about those two things. So they were both dropping today. In order to kind of catch up on the story, because like I said, I haven't played any of the expansions. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this video that was posted. It's like, oh, you know, here's the video that you can watch to catch up on the story. And I opened that shit and it was 4 hours long. And I was like, the fuck? But it's actually been super interesting. So I've been on some super nerd shit for the past like 2 days, listening to this 4 hour. It almost kind of sounds like an audiobook, going through all the lore of Destiny and like how the Hive was created and the different, like the Taken King, like how he got to where he was, and Crota, and it was like really interesting, and it kind of made me even more excited about the game because a lot of that stuff I didn't understand or know when I was playing it because they're not super.
So they told Destiny 1 story all
yeah,
of
they
Destiny?
Go way oh, back. They go back okay, from wow. the like
because when you said Taken,
you don't even
like,
get to
I'm
the
like,
events.
That's Destiny 1.
You don't even get to the events of the first Destiny until about 2 hours in. Because they're telling you, about an hour and a half, 2 hours in, because they're telling you, like I said, how the Hive was created, where the Vex came from, like this whole, whole like history of their battle before the Traveler, even how the Traveler went from this space to Earth and all that
and
shit.
Cabal.
It's really interesting.
Cabal, the Cabal and everything.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Mm. And so it's crazy because like I didn't know that Destiny had such a, because within the game, it's not super story heavy.
It's not. The second one is a little more than the first, but the first one is like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. It's just, I'm just playing this game and getting all these dope ass guns.
Yeah.
It wasn't story heavy at all. The second one, they tried to kind of, I'm like, okay, because when I first started playing the second one, I'm like, oh, so they kind of giving you a little bit more story. But it wasn't a lot, but it was definitely more than the first one. So where you hear this from? It was on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. The guy's name is I am Biff, or like my name is Biff. I think my name is Biff. I definitely will. But I recommend it to anybody that wants to know more about the story of Destiny, or is just into game lore.
This shit gonna make
on some nerd shit.
This shit gonna make
it, it made me way.
If I watch
more
that, if I watch that, it's gonna make me want to get back into Destiny.
And you can kind of listen. I was listening to it while I was driving and while I was working and doing other stuff. Like I was cleaning up, like this morning a little bit, and listening to it in the background. And it's really dope. So I highly recommend it to anyone that's
Tyler. Yeah, because I think if we had this on the same system, I would definitely probably play it.
Well, as Eric just said, apparently there's a deal on an Xbox One S for like $150, and we know you got it, because you don't even know what broke me.
Yeah,
you
remember
that
one day
somebody was like, BZ broke, and he was like, huh? He was like, look, I was like, what's that
Barack
mean?
A?
Barack A.
Must be Latin.
Don't even know what that is. What's the origin of that word?
Whatever. I got bills to pay just like everybody else.
Yeah, you ain't never lie.
See? Mm-hmm. All right, hey, Chris, what's your topic?
All right, so we're talking more MK11, y'all. So first, yesterday, the 1.10 update patch just dropped, which gave us a third tournament variation, which means instead of just the two variations that everybody's been playing in tournament, now there's a third one, which is going to kind of make the game a little bit more interesting, because now everybody's learning this new variation, seeing how good it is, comparing it to other variations, comparing it in matchups, and seeing, you know, how the characters are now moving from the tier list and whatnot. My characters, which I usually play, are Baraka and Cabal. Baraka's third variation, I don't really care too much for. It's okay, but it's not like a game changer to me, so I'm going to keep with the one I usually use, which is Marauder. But Cabal's third variation, which is called Speed Demon, I like a lot. They changed his moveset completely for the most part, so he's got a new hook grab that grabs you out of the air. He's got a lot of pop-ups. His damage is, you know, one of the best damages in out of all three variations, I think. And it's just a lot of fun to play. So, but there's a lot of other characters. I mean, all the characters got a new variation. So I'm going through it now because it just came out yesterday. So, like, Kotal Kahn's got a really good new variation that might make him a top tier now. Mm. He used to be low tier, but people were saying
he might be big ass.
Yeah, so he got something that's really crazy where he's got these three totems that he can now summon, and it'll make his damage. You get his damage output go up. He's got crazy armor, which means you can do a full combo and get, like, less than half the damage off that combo just by doing it because he got that buff. He moves a little bit faster. So these are going to be interesting to see. Liu Kang's got a cool variation. So I just like the fact that they kind of added this element into the game, because now it kind of freshens it up, because everybody was kind of getting used to the matchups, and it's pretty much now who's better, but now everybody's got to relearn something.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be good. And then today they dropped the official trailer for the Terminator, which is going to be the next DLC, the T-800 Terminator. And we
I
got
saw
to
that
see
video. That shit looked pretty,
and he looks dope. From gameplay wise, he looks dope. He reminds me a lot of Jason from Mortal Kombat X, the way he moves, and he's a heavy hitter.
And he got that shit to where you can't throw nothing at him.
Yeah,
he'd be like invincible. And
right?
Shit.
Yeah. So he's got that thing where you throw something at him, he turns his back. And there's a lot of dope references to Terminator that they put in here, like his opening. You know, in Terminator 2, he has the box of roses. So they did the same thing with a box of Johnny Cage toys, and he comes in with a shotgun. You know, if his skin melts off, he turns into the actual T-800 cyborg and he becomes invulnerable. His shotgun is used really dope in the entire gameplay. Like, he bops you with it, he shoots you with it multiple times. He's got a mini machine gun that he pulls out. And also, like, we talked before about the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't voice the character. And what everybody found out is that Arnold Schwarzenegger actually picked his replacement. The person who was going to do it. I heard the voice, and in the trailer, it sounded terrible. I fucking was like, that's not good. I didn't like that. But, and at first I was mad, but then Ed Boon posted a couple more videos of a couple more interactions, and then you hear it some more. I think it was just a bad, like, dub or clip of whoever did it, because his other interactions sound a little bit more legitimate to Arnold. So I'm okay with the voice now, but at first I was like, nah, that ain't it. Arnold should just did it himself.
Why they made him say, get over here, though?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't like that either. I guess they were just trying to be, you know, be funny or whatever it is. I was hoping he would have said, like, you know, hasta la vista or something. Like,
yeah.
And I'm pretty sure. Or get to the chopper. Well, that's not Terminator, though. Yeah. But it's got to be, yeah. But he's supposed to come out October 8th if you have the combat pack. So we're going to find out what all he says and what all he does. Mm-hmm. But from the gameplay standpoint, he looks dope. I like the fatality. The finishing move was dope. I like the fact that he's got the teleport shit. That's a lot of just dope references to Terminator. So they did a good job with that shit. So we're just going to see how he plays when he's out. And also with that, they came out with some dope skins. They gave Sonya a Sarah Connor skin. So there's this dope interaction between Terminator and Sonya, who's dressed up like Sarah Connor. He's like, Sarah Connor? And she's like, no, Sonya Blade. He's like, well, you're still marked for termination. So it was a cool little thing. And she looks just like Sarah Connor in Terminator 2. Mm-hmm. The glasses, the outfit, everything. And then another skin that they're going to release is a Harley Quinn skin for Cassie Cage. They're called Cassie Quinn. Right. Which at first I thought didn't make sense because I thought they would have waited until Joker came out. But then I thought the Joker movie's about to come out. So they're probably doing that to kind of like, you know, do that in line with the Joker movie. But they're dropping a lot of new stuff. And it's also a new game mode. It's like a team tower mode that they just dropped as well. I haven't tried it out yet, but people are saying that's fun. So I hope the game just continues to keep updating and getting fresh. The new tournament variations are cool. I hope we get another one down the line, too. They just kind of give us a full set of four, because I think you got four slots of variations in the entire game you can have. So I think if they gave us four tournament variations in total, that would be dope. And now I'm just waiting for, I think, Sindel's next, and then Joker, and then Spawn. But I'm looking forward to playing Terminator and seeing
everybody waiting for Spawn, though.
Yeah, that's, Spawn that's is what I'm waiting for. I just want to see. Yeah, Sindel too. So Sindel and Spawn are the ones I'm waiting for the most. Joker, I just want to see what they do with him. But as far as playing, I want to play as Sindel and Spawn. So, but we'll see what Terminator does. He might be a surprise pick for me for my third, but we don't know. But he looks dope. That's pretty much it.
Get down.
Put that cookie down.
Finish that's the line we need. Right. Okay. What'd you think of the fatality?
I think it was dope. I just like the references to the Terminator. Now, what I hope they would do is for his second fatality, it's not. I don't know how they would do his other fatality, because the other one was really dope, where he sent him into the future, and then, you know, he shoots the actual other Terminator, shoot him through the chest with the laser gun, which I think is really dope. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking, okay, so what else could he do? Because it's so open-ended. But that's what I like about it. So, but I think as far as a trailer is concerned, this is the best done trailer out of the Shang Tsung and the Nightwolf and this one. This one is the best done one they've done as far as DLC characters, I will say. And if they got Arnold to do the voice, I think it would just make it even better. But you know what? His gameplay looks dope. His look is good. I'm happy with it, so. We'll just see what it looks like on the 8th when he drop.
Word. You ain't going to be thinking about that voice.
I'm not. No. Once I start playing, he don't even make sounds. That's another thing. When he gets hit, just like in the real movie, he doesn't make I know. And I thought I wanted that shit, but when you realize, when you watch the Terminator.
You wanted that?
No. You want just to be funny and shit. And that shit would be mad. Right. No. He doesn't say shit. Luckily, he doesn't say shit when he gets hit, just like in the Terminator movies, because he never said a damn word when he got hit. So. Yeah. They kept it true to form.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Is it my turn?
I guess so.
B's on his phone.
Wait a minute.
Guess I'll have to run the show myself.
We're not gonna wait for you, B.
He looking at shit. He on Facebook.
I'm under the.
Tell me what Auntie do.
Patreon. That's what they all say.
He counting his money. All right. So my topic is a question once again. Not related to gender, or does gender or even exist? Microaggressions or microtransactions. BZ mentioned something when I was talking about Beautiful Joe on Old School Saturday, and it was actually my other question I had to ask that I decided to save for this week. And that is, some games age very well. I want to know what games y'all have revisited and was like, damn, why did I like this shit? That's my question for y'all.
Well, you start off. You kick it off since.
Kick it off. My answer is a game that I love, but every time I would replay it, I would replay the section of it that I loved. And a lot of y'all, if y'all know me, y'all know what game this is. And Willie is probably guessing what game this is. It's Sonic Adventure 2.
This is the first thing that went to my head.
Like every time I go back to it, I'm like, oh man, Sonic Adventure 2 is great. the mute, and I just only played City Escape over and over again. So of course I'm gonna think the game was great because I beat it and then just played City Escape over and over again. Which Ooh, City Escape one. Is a great stage, but the entire game, not it.
Mm-mm. I got one.
What you got, B?
So again, you say like a game that I liked then, but then I played it recently. Mm-hmm. Siphon Filter.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Siphon Filter.
Yeah,
too.
I played Siphon Filter. I was like
the first one.
Yeah, the first one. I was like, because I used to love that game.
It was the shit.
Yeah,
man.
It was the shit when when I played it. I was like, ooh, this one is not aging too good.
Oh yeah. Man.
And I liked the game, but it was just like, oh man, that's when I didn't.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's that shit I always say about Halo, man. Siphon Filter came out before Twin Stick Shooters came out. So on the PS1, all you had was that D-pad, and you had an auto lock on, and you had like a clunky-ass manual lock on.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm running through or whatever. But I don't know. That kind of makes me sad because I was probably going, and I probably still will bring that to Old School Saturday. But Siphon Filter was my preferred game over Metal Gear Solid because I didn't have to stealth.
Oh, yeah, because you don't like stealth.
Yeah,
I forgot,
so it's just
forgot.
Like, oh, I'm going to go around with my silence. Pew,
yeah, see, like, I can still play Metal Gear Solid and be like, oh, man, I still love this game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Siphon Filter, not so much.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's that's one up. Right there. It hit me. I'm glad I thought of one because I was worried for a second. Like, damn, I can't think of a game. But no, yeah, that was one. That's definitely one for me.
What y'all got?
I'm going to say Vice City. And the reason why I'm going to say Vice City, because it's one of those things where at the time that Vice City came out, we were like, man, this is dope. Like, these graphics are so, because, you know, we was coming from, you know, Pong and Sonic and shit, where, like, the fact that we had, I just remember it looking completely different from how it looked to me when I went back to it. Mm. Yeah. And the controls were kind of clunky. At the time, I didn't think of them that way. And also, I was playing on a PlayStation controller back then, and I didn't hate it as
much. Stop.
Here we go.
It's a part of it. It's a part of the whole, like, you know. So, saying all of that to say that it's still one of my favorite games of all time, because when I look back at the time that I was playing it, I fucking loved it. There's definitely still a nostalgia factor for me. But when I say that, when I go back to it, I'm like, it's not so much about the quality of the game or the story as much as it's about just how far we've come in terms of visual quality and like all of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I got to say, Parasite Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love the shit out of that game when I was a kid. I went back and played it like about a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, this shit looks garbage,
oh, yeah,
fam.
It's real bad.
I'm like, this shit is terrible looking. And then the gameplay mechanics was like confusing as fuck. I'm like, what,
like
the
a green sphere?
It's like this green sphere shit, and your damage output is like looking weird and shit. And then you fighting all these weird. I'm like, I like this shit. Mm-hmm. And then I called my best friend Vince from back home in Indiana because we used to play that shit. And I was like, yo, you in Parasite Eve? He was like, yeah. He's like, you played that recently? He was like, yeah. Cause ain't that good. Yeah, it ain't that good. Yeah, we was on some other shit when we was learning. But yo, that game just did not age at all. That whole series didn't age well, honestly. Like, and it seems like it would have been a lot better than what it was, but nah.
That's crazy, man. It's funny you mentioned Parasite Eve. I'm gonna get to you in a quick minute. Muggleween starts tomorrow, I guess.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
And Parasite Eve was going to be my first game I revisited.
Don't do it.
I played it kind of recently.
Don't do it, fam.
I played it like 3 or 4 years ago, so I do remember
do it.
How it is and those save rats
yourself.
In the
so
sewers.
Do you already save have yourself. Like a list of games you're going to play this month already? Or you just
I have a list,
like,
but it's a short-ass list, man.
Okay.
So if y'all got suggestions, feel free to let me know. Preferably things that are easy to get, if you know what I mean. Ahoy, matey. But you know, I mean,
what was that?
If you know, you know.
I think I got it.
If you know,
I have
you
the
know.
Slightest idea what the fuck that was.
I wish I didn't.
Be real. So yeah, man, Muggleween.
You ever played Evil Within?
Evil Within? No, I haven't.
You never played Evil Within?
Nope.
You wow,
that's a great Muggleween.
You got to play that shit. That's good.
The third time. You haven't played Evil Within?
No, I haven't.
You definitely got to play Evil Within.
I thought you were
going to
say yeah this time.
Shut up, Kevin. So Kevin, what were you about to say?
GoldenEye.
Okay.
GoldenEye is not the same for the player today.
Talk to the mic.
You're correct.
I wasn't, said that was too loud. So I'm backing up this time. Playing GoldenEye and or Perfect Dark nowadays is pointless. It does not hold up like you think it does. I tried. disappointed. Same thing you said with the clunky controls. I was like, there was no camera control, so mm-hmm. like you had to hit the C pad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No.
You're right. It did not age well. It didn't. It really didn't. I agree. How are you? It's a classic in its own right. Still.
Oh, yeah. At the time, it was fun. Like, all of us in the same room. Yeah, it's lit.
But then, four-player screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Screen cheating, all that.
Yep.
But then as soon as things elevated, you was like, all right, maybe we just have to leave this in the past. You know what I'm saying? You got to leave that where it's at.
Leave this back in 1998 or whatever shit came out.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, play Evil Within. You said some suggestions. Some
have you played Outlast?
No.
Oh, hell no. You never play Outlast, nigga?
No.
So nigga.
So we giving them.
Are you wilding?
We giving them games.
Bro, I'm not even into horror games.
No. You got to play Outlast, nigga. That's the perfect Muggleween game. I'm telling you right now.
That and Evil Within.
That shit will fucking have you on edge the whole time.
It is stressful.
Or Outlast. Not once in your life.
Nigga, what are you doing with your life?
It's stressful as hell. Outlast is so fucking stressful.
That shit. You can't fight. You can't do nothing but have a camera and run your ass off.
Yep,
that shit is terrifying.
Sounds like a Blair Witch rip.
No, it's not.
I'm joking.
Don't you dare disrespect that game. Don't you dare disrespect Outlast. Play Outlast 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because both of them shits is fire.
Okay.
Outlast 1, 2, and the first Evil Within.
Oh, wait. It's the Outlast 1 DLC, too, ain't it?
It is.
Play that DLC shit, too.
Yep.
All three of them bitches.
So you ain't never played Outlast DLC, neither?
No.
What if I ask you again? You going to say yeah?
I will not.
Okay.
This nigga. Silly.
Yeah. So there's some games for Muggleween that you can definitely... That's definitely Muggleween material.
All right. I'm going to see if I can do it all month. People on Twitter are like, yo, do it all month. I see.
Hey, is it that many games to play all
month? Yeah.
Yeah.
I play three times a week.
Nigga, just play the ones you ain't played before. Yeah, how about that?
I'm talking about, like, it's supposed to be scary games. Is it that many scary games you haven't played the last 12 months?
I mean, there's some I haven't played. I could revisit some. Okay. I want to revisit RE4.
Okay.
For sure.
I just didn't know if you replay games you played before.
I will.
All right.
All right. That's my topic. Is it questions now, or is it one gotta go? I forget the order
one
of the show
go.
Every time.
Questions always go. Last. Yeah, one gotta go next.
Yeah. So the one gotta go this week was submitted by Diogen. It is not video game related. It is.
We can do that?
Apparently.
I guess so. We cheating the system.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't say one game gotta go. We said one gotta go. So
right.
You gotta get the games right before you venture out. You gotta build your foundation.
Right.
It's easy to step outside a game.
What y'all like? Food, shelter, clothing.
Oh man!
A carbon dioxide.
What? Like damn.
He's like, well, one of those is poisonous in high doses.
Right.
See, you don't get it.
You gotta breathe out, nigga, and the trees eat it.
He gonna have us pick out the next color for his next durag.
That's what it's gonna be.
Red, blue, green,
or
magenta.
Turquoise. Yeah,
oh, periwinkle.
Right.
You gonna have a polka dot clear durag like Marcus Houston.
All right.
Sepia.
Oh, man.
Hey, goddamn.
What's the one gotta go, though?
The one has to go. Oh, also, five things to choose from.
Oh, shit.
Damn, this is
you elevating.
Changing. Energy. Changing the whole formula today, man.
Right.
It comes from Diogen.
Damn, Diogen.
Yes.
Shit. It is stand-up comedians. So this involves stand-up comedians and their projects that they've made. So okay. I guess movies they've directed. I'm not sure if it includes music videos. I was considering that. But the photo is of five black men. Chris Rock. Dave Chappelle. Eddie Murphy. Chris Tucker. Kevin Hart.
That nigga the fuck out of here.
Damn, like, that was strong.
Whoa.
I really, really strongly dislike him. So that was like you was like, you were naming them off, and I was like, oh shit, this is about to be really hard. Like I was about to start like writing them down so that I could really think about it. Then you said Kevin Hart, and I was like, psh.
That's why I put him last. I was like, let me make a sweat a little bit.
Like came over.
Look, I'm gonna have to agree with Tyler, with Kevin Hart, only because the other people in that group have been in the game so much longer and have given us so much more iconic stuff. Yeah. Like Kevin Hart's just been hot for the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy is raw delirious.
Yes.
Top tier.
He's the GOAT. He's one of the
GOATs. Chris Rock. Everybody hates Chris. Bigger and blacker. Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker, his stand-up stuff is great. Like if you watch all of his stand-up stuff, but also he gave us Smokey.
But Friday, that's
Friday.
Like
he gave us Smokey and Friday. You mm-hmm. can't. Chappelle.
Right.
Just say Chappelle.
Yeah.
That's it. So, yeah, Kevin unfortunately, Hart, Kevin Hart is just got to be out of that just by default because he's not up there at that level yet. He's not in their league yet. He's not in, like, legendary league yet. He's, no. like, he's like the popularity up there.
Kevin
but like,
Hart got to go.
But, yeah, it's got to be Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart's funny. I just don't think he's up there yet.
I agree that Kevin Hart should go. I don't know. I mean, basically what you all have said, his career. I mean, he's had a lot
Kevin
of stand-up
Hart don't
specials,
have that classic moment. He don't have a classic moment like the rest of those comedians have.
He also doesn't have a classic movie either. Like, he has a bunch of movies, but like, we're not
Rock,
thinking about Soul
Chris
Plane.
Rock's got
right.
CB4. Right. He's got...
He played, you know, Pookie.
He
let me get one rib, and I'm going to get you
one rib.
Let me get one rib.
Keep holding my hand.
He's got those moments that you just think, like, boom, right there. Same thing with Chris Tucker. Same thing with Chappelle. Even Chappelle's movie.
But I will say this, and this is probably an unpopular... I hate to say that, because people use that from nowadays, but I know I get slack for saying this. But after Friday and Money Talks, I didn't care for Chris Tucker that much. I didn't care for the Rush Hour movies. Sorry.
I didn't
care for him.
Me either. I think the Rush Hour movies were just money.
He was just there for
the money. He had no passion about.
I thought they were corny.
Friday
by itself just cemented his place.
Yeah, it did. Friday and him on Def Comedy Jam.
His Def Comedy Jam stuff is Friday stuff. And then the stuff he did, like when he was on Dead Presidents, his performance on that was dope. And then also Money Talks.
That's it. After Money Talks, that was it.
But after Money Talks, it was it. Because he just said, I'm only going to do Rush Hour.
$20 million. Right. Doing Rush Hour, so shit.
And then his last stand-up special was actually pretty good.
I didn't like that.
You know, I didn't like
Netflix.
That shit either.
It wasn't Netflix. As bad as I thought it was going to be, but it was okay.
That reminds me, it's on my Netflix list, and I never got it.
It's okay. It's not amazing.
I can't get through the first 20 minutes.
It's not amazing, but, you know, I thought it would have been worse than what it was.
Yeah. So let's say Kevin Hart is gone. And he's not.
How you doing?
Yep.
I knew you was about to do that shit, nigga.
We said the one got to go, and we said Kevin Hart got to go.
Two got to go. We changing the rules. It's October. It's spooky.
Going on,
wow. Right? Go on. It's gotta be tough.
Kind of
we said Kevin Hart. He already gave us five people to choose from. Come on. You know our one gotta go was always before.
It sounds like Beezy's person to go is Chris Tucker. No,
I'm Kevin Hart. That's Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart gotta go.
We all agreed with the quickness.
Right.
Thing. Hell yeah.
Right.
It was Kevin too easy.
Sorry, Diogen. We said it so quick.
Kevin Hart. I don't think Kevin Hart is funny, like, at all.
Recently. I don't think he's been
that funny. His early stand-up was funny.
And like the seriously one funny. And the
little grown man. Yeah. Little grown man.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah.
I don't think. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't think I've ever laughed at a single thing that Kevin Hart has said in my memory. Really? Like, I cannot think of one.
You don't think he's like a funny person in general?
Just his brand of humor and like the way that he just irritates my soul.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, it's something different. Different strokes with different folks.
Yeah, he's got a. But also, when you look at his form of comedy, it is a lot different than the other four people who is in the group of him as well. Like, but they all have a different type of approach to comedy
they
in
do.
A way.
They do.
But it's like with Rock and Eddie and Chris Tucker and Chappelle, they all had this authenticity about them that's like unmatched.
That's real.
It's like they all like you. There's never gonna be another one of those other four cats.
Hell
like with
no.
Chris with Kevin Hart, he's got his funny moments, but there's a lot of people who can kind of do what Kevin Hart does in a way. Because I've seen other comedians who kind of have the same type of approach, bit, comedic style as Kevin Hart, or it reminds me.
Yeah.
I haven't found anybody that says, "Oh man, that's Eddie Murphy." No, I've never seen somebody who's been able to come close to doing what Eddie Murphy did on Delirious and Raw. You know, because he did that so authentically. And the same thing with, you know, Chris Rock when he did his iconic stuff.
Right.
And so it's just that's what makes them that legendary status. So I just think either Kevin Hart hasn't got there yet, or he's not going to get there. He's going to be popular. Like, hey, Kevin Rogers, what's up?
Kevin Rogers, thank
but,
you.
The after alert.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, we get YouTube alerts. That's tight.
Wait, so real quick, I don't know if y'all saw this, but like Eddie Murphy actually came out and said that he felt like some of the stuff that he said back then was really ignorant and that he feels bad about it in retrospect. And so I don't know how far off we want to veer into this topic, but I feel like it's interesting because there's been this whole conversation recently after, you know, Chappelle's stand up about, you know, comedians and
I don't know if I should say this, but I mean, damn.
Do you want to say it off air?
Fuck cats.
No. No, because I don't know if we're going to talk about that on Is the Mic Still On or not. But, yeah, I have an opinion about him.
No, tell us.
Apologizing about
tell
that.
Us. Give us the exclusive.
What show you on right now?
Huh?
What show you on right
what
now?
What show you doing right now? Go ahead and tell.
Oh, no.
He's like, you forgot.
Right.
What
no,
show
you on?
Oh, like,
Man, just went. Man, I'm at the studio so much, man. Jesus, I'm re-recording so much stuff here. Even though I think the apology was sincere, I think it was Eddie Murphy's team trying to save face, because Eddie Murphy's about to be on the spotlight like huge right now. Like,
yeah, he's got the Dolomite movie,
and he's going to tour in 2020.
He's about to do some more stand up.
And he already apologized back in '96 for the same things that he apologized for now.
Yeah,
I just think he's about to have the. I mean, I'm not saying that because he's not relevant now. He's always been kind of relevant even when he wasn't doing much. He still was relevant, but now he's getting ready to have that.
That resurgence,
that bright spotlight. I think that's the only reason why that disapology came out.
That's just
my opinion.
Definitely,
that's just my opinion.
Talk to him,
because you know, doggone well, if he just came out, started dropping this stuff, somebody was going like, right. "Oh well, he right. said X, exactly. Y, and Z on exactly. this comedy special back in 1980 something,
right?
Before I was born, or before." And I get right. it, like, you know, I've watched both.
He
those
apologized
things.
Already,
but he's already apologized for this stuff, so he shouldn't have to double apologize.
Just because,
but he has
man.
To. He's only doing it because he wants to save face. So I mean, he's already said it before. And I mean,
that's my opinion. So
yeah, so I don't think he needs to apologize again.
I know
if
some
he's already
people
done
might
it
not
before.
Like that,
and if he's already been sincere about it for the first time, but he's always thinking it's been that apology was in '96. It's 2019, so some people might be, well, I didn't see that apology. Right. Or I didn't hear that.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, what have you done lately? Right. Have you apologized
that's
lately for it? So
that's all. That's what I think.
That is what it is.
Tyler, what do you think about that? Their opinions on Eddie Murphy's apology.
Well, I mean, I didn't know that he was kind of, now that you said that, that makes sense that he would want to get ahead of that. That doesn't necessarily speak to his sincerity. Like, those two things are not mutually exclusive. But, like, I definitely think that that's a valid point, that that's probably a reason of, like, you know, why come out and say that now if he wasn't specifically asked. Like, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting standpoint because of, like, the overall idea of this larger conversation that's happening in culture right now about if it's, you know, going too far for comedians to joke about certain things, or that idea of, you know, PC culture in finger quotes.
Right.
So I thought it was interesting that he came out and said that. But I do think that there's at least to some degree that probably has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Diogen, that was so easy.
Yeah, I really don't have much to say about it. But yeah, that's an interesting point, I guess. But yeah, like you were saying, 96, I don't know about no 96 apology, but I know about a 2019 apology. So
But it wasn't on Twitter or something in 96. Right. So unless you knew Eddie movie, like I was a big fan of Eddie Murphy growing up. So all his movies I would see, all this stuff, so I would know.
Harlem Nights, Life,
you know.
And even
how often do you listen to Party All the Time?
Nigga, I ain't gonna lie, that shit kinda went.
That shit kinda went. That shit go hard.
That shit kinda went.
That
yo,
shit goes hard.
Yo, that video though, shit, in the studio with Rick James and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm like, boy, one note.
Yep.
Yo, Eddie felt like a star in that goddamn
video. Hell yeah.
He felt more like a star than any other time in his life in that video.
Fuck yeah.
Shit.
I agree.
Okay, yeah. So one word about Kevin Hart. I do think he was really funny in the beginning when he first started his career. I agree with Kevin on that. I think as his career went on, he became like this stand-up rock star, and that didn't normally happen.
It didn't come off authentic. Like,
so
like
yeah, it was authentic, but then he related less to the regular people, which is what makes comedy funny, I think, is that it's true and it's relatable. But when he's talking about his million-dollar mansion and his little kids being super spoiled and having everything they want, that's something that we don't really relate to like that. Right. So
I don't know about that life.
Because as big as Bernie Mac got, he still was relatable.
Kept it.
You know what I'm saying? He still kept it gutter. Still kept it raw.
So I think that's a big factor. But yeah, as his career went on, I stale face.
And that happens with a lot of, like, if you remember, like, he's not black, but like Dane Cook, when he was huge, and then he just fell off. Like,
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
So it's just a case where there's always going to be that one comedian. It's in a certain period of time that's just like skyrockets up, but they're never going to be a legendary comedian. They're just going to be at the tip top of the current timeline. So like we've had it with like Dane Cook, Aziz Ansari had a moment. He was never fucking funny, but he hit that point. Like, there's so many comedians who just kind of like spike up and then they'll just drop down. And Kevin Hart's now starting to go on that sort of like slow decline. He's trying to preserve himself as much as possible, but he's never going to be as funny or as, you know, relevant. He's only got a couple more years in him, and then people are going to start to really not care.
I was having this conversation with somebody because people saying he got like less funny after his divorce or whatever. So people was trying to say that, like, some people know him say that like his ex-wife used to help him with his jokes.
Oh,
so then I was just like, all right, let's look into it.
Because I think she was like, she was, and then she started to do comedian. Yep. Yeah.
I can't find any of her stand-up. I found a one-minute clip of her stand-up. I was like, I'm trying, because if she really did help him, I would believe it. I just can't find nothing on her. Because like, you would think if she also trying to be a comedian, she'd have her work out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find shit. I've only found 1 minute. It was not a very funny 1 minute, but hey. You got something.
But it could be something where he's like, because it's Kevin, they know that's Kevin Hart's ex-wife, so they probably, you know, put her like blackballed her. They could have did. You never know what.
That is possible.
Because she could very well talk about her and Kevin's relationship. He don't want that out there. So he's like, nope, can't put her, you can't book in this club, you can't book in that club, you can't get this special because I don't want you saying X, Y, and Z about, you know.
But even if that was the case, she would still find ways to get her jokes out there.
Right, but I think what would get her people in the doors knowing that, oh, that was Kevin Hart's ex. And they're going to want to know, people are going to want to hear about them stories.
That's her idea.
That's the thing.
Right now,
unless she finds a way to separate herself out the jump. But like I said, if it's been this many years and you don't got no material, people are probably not going to even care at this point because Kevin Hart's on the decline too. So
he is.
All right. Questions.
I got Ken's question.
Ken's question. Let's start with that one.
Remember you said you like you need to remember.
Yep, I do. I did need that reminder. And you gave it. Appreciate it.
Look at you following directions. We're gonna give me a gold star.
So Ken wanted to submit a question this week.
Can he do that?
I guess.
Look, we've been breaking all the rules
this week. Right.
I'm just saying, y'all.
Agent of chaos.
we're not doing all this next week.
So Ken's question is, have you all ever had to use video game experiences in real life?
What?
He followed that up with, answer that today on the show.
The man that he said, "Go to answer that show. I'm canceling, y'all."
Honestly,
what do you mean by video game experience in the chat? Really?
Nobody know it.
So basically, like this one time, I was getting bullied at school, and I was like, "I don't know how to handle it." So I played video games to learn how to use weapons and tactics.
We all do that.
Did that shit work though?
And then I
got your ass whooped.
Use your weapons and tactics.
Yeah, no, that was just the beginning of a dark joke that I won't finish.
I figured that.
I was like, please don't continue.
You remember like when you was in school and it was them kids who like imitated like DBZ and shit like that. And they tried to like, you know, them kids, them niggas tried to go Super Saiyan and shit. Them niggas like, so like video game wise, it's like, there's nothing you can adopt.
No, there is stuff.
Not like, okay. Cause the question is like, unless it's like general regular life, like problem solving, or I don't know,
there's educational games and like where in the world's Carmen
this is a way you can use your video game experience. What kid is playing educational games and then applying that shit? No, I'm talking about us.
Yeah.
Right? So when we were kids,
so
I used to play the fuck out of educational games.
Example. No, I'm talking about like not like
example
okay, scholastic shit. Like example. You know,
where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
That was my shit. That was my show.
Okay. You got hype.
I watched the show, nigga.
Okay. But it was also a video game.
Did you become a private eye after that?
No.
That's not what this is about.
But I knew the fuck out of some continents and some states and some shit, though.
Right. So let's say I was on the academic challenge team in high school and in junior high and in elementary. It don't matter. But anyway, I was on the team and they asked us questions about shit. So if I learned something from Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, I could use that and apply it to real life. That's kind of what Ken is asking.
Okay. So
I'm thinking like you played a game and then what from that game you played.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. I thought it was like you play a game and then from that game have you applied like literally in real life?
I play a lot of Splinter Cell.
I don't know. Yeah,
you ain't sneaking around the goddamn gym.
I wouldn't say mine.
You walking against the wall in the gym. Playing dodgeball and shit.
What time I cut this nigga head off?
One time I shot this nigga in the knee.
What you gotta be? I'm still thinking. Like if you play Madden or something, did you learn a play from like playing Madden?
Because see, I used to play basketball like when I was in school, but I never played football because obviously, you know, they don't have girl football teams.
I thought you were gonna say helmets big enough to.
She had that hair back in
the
day.
It didn't happen like at my high school or any shit like that. But the thing is like I've always liked to watch football, and I've like understood it because like my mom and my dad watch football, and so I kind of grew up watching it, and that's how I like learned about shit. But actually, like playing Madden or NCAA football definitely helped me understand the plays in a way that like I understood from a basketball perspective because I actually played basketball in real life. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say that that kind of, you know, helped me understand like why coaches would call certain plays in like a given situation more so than just watching it.
Yeah,
that's okay. What's up.
Also, when I play Forza Horizon 4 or any racing game that goes in depth with its customization, I know what car parts look like. I know what a drivetrain looks like. I know what a fucking, well, I already knew what a radiator looked like, but I know what that shit looks like. So when I'm actually repairing my car, I know what parts look like at the very least.
So that's where you learn that from, is from the game specifically?
I don't know.
Yeah, typically. I mean, that's how, that's a way I can verify. That's like where the knowledge is stored. I'm just like, oh, I remember. I know what that looked like. Mm. This ain't a motherfucking draft train.
I cannot think of a game. Like,
answer your question, Ken, by the way.
Answer your question.
Trying to,
nigga. Shit, no. I'm trying to think of
I don't know if
game.
I want to answer.
No, answer the question. Unless,
go ahead, because I got to think. Go ahead.
Right,
you going to incriminate yourself?
There's like an unsolved.
Got a new member.
Chainsaw murder.
No, it's nothing. No, I didn't hurt nobody. I didn't do anything.
Okay,
I didn't do anything.
Well, it's kind of like.
But if I answer, it's going to be very. No.
I played Grand Theft Auto.
No, not that.
And I knew to drive to an alley.
No. But I guarantee you, if I answer this question, y'all going to be like, of course. Y'all
come on,
say, Ben.
Come on. Give it to us, man. You're teasing us.
What's up with this commercial break?
You want me to say mine? I got mine. You want me to say mine? Why are you explaining? So mine is kind of like how Tyler just, now that I think about it. So around the same time, I used to love playing boxing games, and then I ended up actually getting into boxing itself as a kid. So I would like learn how to hit a heavy bag and how to hit a speed bag. But I first learned to play boxing games and say, oh, that was cool. And then eventually, I guess that it ain't the same when you're really doing it in real life because it's a different technique to it. But it's like, okay, I know what you're supposed to do generally with that piece of equipment or that, or okay, this is a jab, this is a hook, this is an uppercut, this is how you parry, this is how you know, this is your stance, this is, you know, things like that. So I kind of knew that based off playing those games, but you just refine those when you start doing it. So that's a way to say it, in a way. But I didn't learn how to fight. I wasn't like ready to fight. You know, I was, you know, still getting tagged and shit until I learned the techniques and shit.
Yeah,
but
real life is real, boy.
Exactly.
So I was like in high. What? What are you talking about? So I was like in high school. I was like 15, 16 years old. Because, yeah, I was playing first person shooter games and all that stuff, and all shooting games or whatever. So a good friend of mine's who we still talk every now and then. A good friend of mine's, his father is a police officer. So I remember when I went to the gun range with him. And I know how to reload a gun.
Okay.
He's like, how you know how to reload that? Like, and it wasn't just a Glock 9. Like, yeah, it was an AR-15. I know how to, like, I know how to do all that shit.
Off what games? Because when I went to the shooting range, I was like, the fuck? Like, how?
Yeah, what shooting games was I playing? I mean, yeah, like, Metal Gear and...
How you see
you
that?
Smoke a cigarette while
you're
doing
that? How you see that close?
Well, you know Metal Gear 2, you know, and I think at that time, no, was Metal Gear 2 out? No. What game was I playing that was shooting?
Yeah, Metal Gear, you wasn't that close, like, you could just see how you reload the gun.
You could see the reload and everything. And when I saw the gun, I said, oh, this shit looked just like on, what game was that I was playing? Damn, I can't even remember what game was that. I just remember seeing them reloading the clip real good. And when I saw the gun, I was like, oh, shit, this looked just like the. He was like, how you know how to do that? I was like, shit, from playing video games.
A solid snake.
That's, I know, right? Yeah.
That's real interesting, bro.
Yeah.
That's real interesting.
Like, low-key, I know more about, like, different kinds of guns from playing. But I also don't want to say that because then, like, Trump and Congress going to find this shit and be like,
you know,
like,
what?
See?
I was older. So, you know what? It was the game called Black on PlayStation 2.
Oh, okay.
So, I was older. So, yeah, I was like 19, 20 then. So, yeah, I had went to the gun range. And because that gun, I mean, that game was very detailed in the guns. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, when I saw it, I'm like, oh, shit. Click, 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 click. It was another gun. Click, click, click. He was like, how you know how to do that? I was like,
you get a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Like, I know this too.
Like, I know how to. So he taught me how to clean a gun. He taught me how to clean guns.
Yeah, they don't clean guns in games.
They don't clean guns in games.
You got to wait for Red Dead Redemption 3 for that.
No. He taught me.
You can actually do it in Red Dead 2.
He taught me how to break the gun down and clean it all that stuff.
Yeah, I hate cleaning guns. I know. Oh, I can't do that. I hate that shit.
But if you shoot it a lot, you know, you got to clean it a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know how to reload. And
man, Beezy shoots his a lot.
Yeah. I don't shoot mine a lot. I haven't been to the gun range in a minute.
What was I going
to
say, man?
You didn't even say nothing about the gun range. You just exactly. Like in real
life. I don't shoot mine a lot.
So, kind of alluding to what Tyler mentioned earlier about being able to identify guns, and I was talking about being able to identify car parts. It also helped me identify cars and even like countries and shit. You know, like in the beginning, Street Fighter 2, your little airplane was flying to other little places. So it's like, oh, I know where Thailand is.
Yeah.
You know, just shit like that. It's just general knowledge. Playing Elder Scrolls, I used to read the books in there all the time. So just expanding my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. So I definitely didn't want to leave this question just being like, well, I ain't learned shit from games. I've been playing them for, you know, 28 years and I don't know shit. Like, I learned a lot because I played a lot of fucking games. And that's where a lot of my knowledge. The next question I'm going to ask is from Fratty Daddy. He wants to know our favorite part of streaming. Like on Twitch.
Okay.
He's just like, what the fuck is a stream?
It's kind of like just hanging out with a people and playing a game.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah, same thing. Just interacting with the people and just being able to just connect on a more close basis than rather just playing the game and then uploading the video.
So. Honestly, I think my favorite part is whenever I'm getting frustrated in a certain part of a game and like the people get to see my frustration and they either, they laughing with me and it kind of ease me up a little bit. Like sometimes, well, it's been plenty of times where I've got mad. Like, okay, I'm about to cut the game off. But then like sometimes I've been mad where I'm like, you know what? All right, this is good. This is great. Y'all enjoying it. I'm mad. Okay, cool. So like that part is fun.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a mixture of both your answers. And I already pre-thought of my answer, but y'all said exactly what I was going to say. The first is interactivity over everything. I like just talking to y'all, sharing stories, you giving me your stories. And it's just it's the easiest way to connect to the community. Like I can read Reddit comments, I can read YouTube comments and all that shit, but there's a different connection when it comes to Twitch. So that's why I make sure I stay on that bitch. And shit being difficult and just not y'all seeing me upset, that is like a good thing, I guess. Like it's enjoyment, it's entertainment, but it's really that repeated failure until I triumph. It's like the Mega Man X5s, the Beautiful Joes, like the Ridge Racer 4s, like all them streams where I'm just like, fuck! And then I just get it. Like I did that
it was
shit.
The same way with that God of War shit.
I can go eat.
And then you capture that moment when you do triumph, and then you can go back and watch it and just see the people like genuinely like happy for you.
Yeah, yeah,
like, yo, you did it. Good job. Good GGs, all that shit. So it just makes you, it's just a better experience because you feel like you shared that experience with somebody else rather than, oh, I did it by myself. And then you're just happy for yourself. Yeah, so, man.
So
that's dope.
Our favorite part of streaming is you. Deogen's question.
Damn, Deogen.
Deogen got another question.
Deogen out here today.
You out here, ain't you?
Deogen was complaining. He never. Oh, I'm sorry. He never answers my questions, Mike. And
to the man. You don't know he sound like
I
that.
Always I always ask questions like and he that. Never answers them. So we're gonna
poppycock.
We're gonna ask another question from Deogen. That's not why we're answering another question. I think it was a good question.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Crikey. He hates when I make British people sound Australian.
So you went from British to Australian.
I was wondering
why you said crikey.
I was like, dude, what are you doing?
I just did it to piss him off. San Diego flights can take like 2 seconds.
Right.
I was like, where this nigga from?
I just did it to piss him off. No, bloody hell. All right. Taking the piss. All right. So Deogen wants to know if you could. I was gonna say a real bad word. You know the one. But I'm glad I did not. If you could win a lifetime supply of something, what would it be?
Money.
Money, nigga.
I know it's so easy.
Not money.
God damn, you said something.
Money
is something.
I'm not going to let you modify all this
don't
shit.
You be, don't be switching it up, nigga. You should have said, come on. You should have said no money.
You should have said without money. With the exception of money, what would you like?
Money, because then I can get a lifetime supply of everything else.
It's going to be
oh,
money.
My God. Y'all look boring.
Exactly. Yeah. That's smart, nigga.
Money, how you mean?
You have to wish for more wishes.
Right. Right.
Limit my fucking options because you want to be all practical.
But what about you? What you asking?
Well, yeah, what's your answer?
Oh, no, yeah.
Video games, nigga? Yeah.
No.
Cat food?
Fun? Hey. Money, nigga. That's the right answer.
Get all that shit with money, nigga. That's unlimited money? Get all that shit.
Get all the cat food you want.
Right.
All of it.
You can buy, I need y'all to dive deeper.
You can buy Purina for
I
that
need
shit.
You to dig within yourself and find out what you like.
I like money.
Money, nigga.
You like what money buys, right?
Money. Money is the funnel to everything
else.
Nigga, you want a car?
Money.
You want a house?
Money.
You want games?
Money.
You want to live?
Money,
nigga.
You like fancy.
You like eating, nigga?
Money.
Let me break it down. Let me break down why it's important to answer this question.
I'm requesting. I just turned into a choir.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Because he's not trying to understand. Listen, the word that we're trying to give him.
I'm just saying.
The reason people ask us questions is to understand us a little bit more. Of course we all want money.
What the hell?
Like, that's not a thing. Like, duh. All right? So give the people something.
Is that what Deoja's saying?
Give the people a piece of you. No, he's not said anything. I'm speaking on behalf of Deoja.
No.
I'm speaking on behalf of Deoja. Give us something. Give me a little bit of your personality. Give me a little bit of your soul. We all know that we all like money.
Deogen, please let us know.
What do you want?
You want him to speak for you in this.
Do you want Girl Deogen. Scout cookies? Do you want gas? Do you want weed? Do you want prostitutes?
All that can be bought by money.
What do you want?
All that can be bought by money.
I'm just saying.
That's all things. Name something that money can't get you.
He said, I knew y'all would say money, but I thought maybe y'all surprised. So basically, we said
He expected.
Right. All right.
Yeah, so we disappointed.
Kangols.
There you go. How about
a
that?
Lifetime. I want every color, every pattern.
Right.
For life, nigga. How about that?
Unlimited Game Pass. And hey, we're at like an hour and 40 minutes, and you have not said Game Pass today.
He has not.
It's a new day.
No, I haven't. But speaking of Game Pass, if you get Game Pass, Willie was tagged in the tweet, or one of the later tweets that was sent to me. Shout out to the person who sent it to me.
I remember that.
But if you have Game Pass, you can now get a 6-month premium subscription to Spotify, which is very fucking tight. Okay.
Make sure you listen to that album of the century while you're gaming.
Tell them.
We didn't even talk about how PlayStation is about to...
Oh, shit, yeah.
PS5. I thought B was going to talk
about it. Hold up. Before we get to any of that, what y'all getting an unlimited supply of?
Yeah, I don't even know. Shit, I got to think.
Durags. BZ can get bullets.
Wow.
Plane tickets. Okay. See, that says something about she likes to travel.
I like to travel too. Shit.
You don't like to travel, nigga. Shit.
She
prioritizes that more than like other things that are
like. Be able to act like you ain't cultured.
I'll just say she gave us something.
Be able to act like you ain't got no passport. Damn, B, he tried you.
I didn't try.
Yeah, I want.
I need to renew.
I want unlimited sky miles for Delta. Shit.
Okay.
Cause then I can go here and fucking where I want.
Yeah.
Go to all the nice, beautiful beaches and everything.
With your money.
With my sky, I got unlimited sky miles, right. So I can just be like, I'm flying here, flying here, flying here.
Okay.
I got unlimited sky miles with Delta. Cause I want to travel too.
Yeah.
Shit.
My miles are already plentiful, so I don't need that.
Damn,
so,
he's stunning on you. You know like what I'm just saying? Here.
What you want? Delta?
Damn.
United? Well, American?
I don't have it like that.
Shit, I got them all. I got all the airlines on lock. What you need?
If I can have unlimited sky miles, or I can just go anywhere I want, bam, I'd be happy.
I want to say gas, but I'm not. I'll say gas.
Money.
You mean gas like that goes in the car, or like gas weed?
Which one you think? No, like regular gas. Gasoline. Oh.
Okay.
The premium shit, whatever the most premium shit is. But
So you can drive more places, so you don't ever have to stop at a gas station. Because
I mean,
don't
stop at a gas station.
Stopping at gas stations.
But these swipes,
given what you said about
unlimited cars.
What I said about
Day is gone.
Yeah.
And was I right?
Yep.
I don't want to do like remedial tasks that I do in real life. Like if Red Dead Redemption 2 made me go take a shit, like I don't want to go take a shit in a video game. I already do it in real life, so it's just like I don't want to go get gas in a video game. It's not. Like anyway, so now PlayStation they have their price for the PlayStation now down to $10.
Yep. $10 a month, $60 for the year,
$25 quarterly, and $60.
That's the Game Pass price, by the way.
Yes, I
think that's a competitive move.
Okay,
so
okay.
I'm definitely.
I was reading
that.
It though. I didn't
They've
see
also added games that people like.
So oh, God of War's on there now.
Yeah, I didn't see how is this like permanent?
Yeah, it's permanent.
It's a permanent move.
Yep.
Fuck, I might have to get
and if you're playing for if you're paying for PlayStation now currently, your bill will be reduced.
It's gonna be reduced. Yep. So I'm like, yay!
You had PlayStation now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it like I've had it for like 2 months.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of good game titles in my opinion.
Yeah, I just been playing like Tekken and I ran through the God of Wars that they had and some other and playing Twisted Metal, but like now that it's like $60 a year, I might as well keep it.
I think I'm gonna get it now. When I renew, because my 3 year for my PlayStation Plus is coming up, because they always have a sale in November around the time when I got to renew it. So I always just, I buy it like three times because it'd be like $30 for the year. Mm-hmm. So I buy 3 years worth of it.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I'm look out for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never seen that.
Fat,
I buy
mine. Fat kid deals. I'm telling you. That's how.
Okay. Yeah, that's I'm going to have to do that because I buy
mine. 3 years ago in 2016, I had got that. It was $30 for a year. Mm-hmm. And you can buy, you know.
Shit, I'm going to have to do that because I usually buy. Mine is on a regular rotation for the year. It automatically drafts out. But if they got that shit, I'm going to cut that shit off and get that.
That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to buy that and I'm going to get PlayStation Now for $60. Boy, you can't beat that.
Yeah,
no. And they got better titles now.
So. Yeah.
Game Pass is beating it.
But Game on PlayStation, Pass. You can't beat it. Yeah. It's a good-ass deal. And what I like about these subscription services is that if you get your friend to get the $10 shit, you have so many more games that you can play with your friends. You know what I mean? It's not, do you have a Division? Do you have this? It's like, you got PlayStation now? Let's get it.
Right.
Exactly.
Download that shit. So,
yep, that's what I'm saying.
So will we give this the Dead End Seal of Approval?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I got it, so yeah.
And I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get it now, too.
Yeah.
And the main difference between Game Pass and PlayStation Now, other than the price, was the streaming versus the downloading. And it seems like PlayStation has expanded their downloadable library. And when games are downloaded, they perform way better.
Yep.
So that's pretty tight. So that's all the questions.
Okay.
Damn, we covered a lot of fucking ground tonight.
Well, you know, as always... Appreciate the subscribers, too. I see y'all subscribing to the YouTube channel. So that's dope, man. That's, like, really, really dope because we still got content coming in there. And also, again, like I said before in the beginning of the stream, thank you guys for coming through for our having a – that was good. I don't know about y'all, but I loved that shit this past Sunday, all four of us playing, man. Like, that's something I wanted us to do, like,
We'll try to do it more often. We should try to do it every week.
Shit, and I was just so pissed that I was here so long that Sunday. I didn't expect to be here that long because I was planning on playing, like for 4 hours with you guys. Like that was my plan. But you know, we played like I think almost 2 hours.
It was like good. An hour and a half. Yeah.
So we definitely gotta do that again. I don't care what game it is. Like I said, I don't care what game, what systems, or whatever. If I gotta go to your crib to play an Xbox game or something to do it, then
Or
I can possibly buy one.
Huh?
Huh?
I'm hearing that shit again.
Right. Look, I'm willing to do it for the team, though. Like, I really am.
Is that actually a team player?
If it's,
I mean,
If it's to grow this and you know and us playing together.
I mean, I get it.
I love it, man.
It's gonna sit in the box until I need it
immediately.
Because if Tyler's willing, I commend Tyler. If she's willing to go that extra to play PlayStation, I can. You know what's wrong with the Xbox? What are you gonna say?
I'm gonna get that shit.
Do you know what I was about to say?
What was you about to say?
Nah.
Oh, that she didn't even buy her shit, bro.
What?
You giving her all the credit.
Wait,
I bought my shit. Well, I ain't buy my shit for y'all, but.
The plot thing.
That's a lot.
Oh, man. Oh. Look at her face. Look at her face.
Y'all about to have us out here buying shit? You ain't even buy your shit?
Nigga, the fuck?
But, I mean, I buy PlayStation games that I wouldn't have bought on PlayStation.
Nah. All right.
That's right. You bought Borderlands.
You bought a game.
To play with us,
right? Right. And Mortal Kombat.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Did y'all ever play Mortal? Like, I never hear you talk about Mortal Kombat ever.
I need to ask you. I want to get the regular looking Jade. How I get her? You know how she looked like dead or whatever. Like she looked evil.
Oh, you want the regular? You gotta unlock the.
I keep going into the crypt thing, and
you gotta play the game.
Okay.
Yeah, 999 hours. Right.
Right. What? No. I'm
more like 482.
Right. You gotta like play through and you unlock skins as you're playing through like regular mode, story mode. So it's not just going to the crypt.
But I play, because I play like three story modes already. Like,
wait, the whole thing? Or no, just like three just chapters?
Three chapters. No. I played the whole thing.
Have you played Jade's chapter yet?
No, I didn't play Jade's
chapter. Why are you gonna get Jade's shit if you ain't played the chapter?
Can I play her chapter?
Yes, Nick.
I mean, it does make sense.
It would make sense.
No, wait a minute. Wait. So I played the entire story. You mean that chapter? When the whole story
mode, right?
Yeah, I beat the whole thing. Yes, the whole entire thing.
So you get some Jade gear, and then you have the Jade. So you play as Jade, and you can run through the towers. They have the towers of time.
Character towers. I played with Jax when I did the towers.
So you have to do like character towers based off the character, and then so you'll be able to unlock that stuff.
I haven't played with her through the towers yet.
Yeah, you have to do that to get like her regular skins, and then as you just. Playing through regular stuff. As you get deeper into the crypt, you'll unlock more stuff too. So.
All right, cool. All right, y'all. Thank you guys again, and we'll check y'all out next week. Peace.
Peace.